Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've got to do an update on the $100 bill. Not because anybody won it. Nobody's won it. But I get a lot of questions about it, and it's obvious that some people are still a little confused as to what I'm talking about with the $100 bill. It floats around in the background on the set, and it's become a running joke on this show. Not where's Waldo, but where's Ben? And I know that many of you know the story, but I have to tell you about what's going on with the underlying premise. And that is, back in January of 2019, almost 2 years ago, not January of 2020, but January of 2019, I had done some videos about the people out there who make the argument that you don't need a driver's license. And some people go so far as to say the Supreme Court has said you don't need a driver's license. And this entire website is devoted to the Supreme Court has said you don't need a driver's license. To where I put up a video January 8th, 2019, where I said, if anyone can show me that Supreme Court case, I'll give them $100. I'll give them this $100. And I said, now, because this is a contest on YouTube, I'm forced to actually post rules and have rules for my contest. And when I put the video up, there were two major reactions to it from people in that community, the people who believe you don't need a driver's license. Now, most of my viewers simply found it entertaining. But the comment section soon turned into people who were regular viewers who said, Steve, this is pretty funny that you're offering $100 because that $100 will be there forever. Several people actually posted that on the day of the video, said that bill will be on the set forever. I, however, got some people saying, well, no, hang on a second. I can win. And they would post something. But I also had people posting nonsense or attacking me or calling names or getting vile. And so I actually have deleted comments from people who were posting nonsense. And it's just, I don't like the comment sections underneath my videos to turn into a quagmire of that sort. And so recently I got an email from a guy who said, Steve, I'm going to sue you because I want to debate you about the $100 bill and you deleted my comment. I'm going to sue you for that. And I wrote him back and I said, do you have a winning Supreme Court citation? If so, I'll just send you $100. And he goes, no, but I'm going to sue you for fraud. And I, what? And he goes, yeah. He goes, it's fraudulent what you're doing. He goes, I'm going to sue you. I said, tell you what, go ahead, sue me. Watch what happens in court. He then wrote back, he goes, is that a threat? If you threaten to sue me and I threaten to defend myself, am I the one threatening you? But let's back up even further for a second, because underneath the video, I've got the rules and a clear explanation of what the contest is. And I never promised to debate anyone. And the guy said he wants to sue me because I won't debate him. And I know some of you are saying, Steve, please debate him. No, I'm not going to. And I'll tell you why. Based on the correspondence I had back and forth, it wouldn't be a coherent debate, no matter how hard I tried. So here's the rule description underneath the video and what you must do to win this $100 bill. And by the way, this is what we call an illusory promise, because you cannot win this $100 bill. There is no Supreme Court case that fits the description of the rules that I played out. But let's discuss this for a second. So I wrote, since so many people claim the Supreme Court has ruled you don't need a driver's license or registration, I'll make it simple. The first person to send me the citation to such a case wins $100 US cash. My email is steve@latoslaw.com. So I say, if you've got the case, email it to me. So the guy who says, I'll debate you or I'll sue you, has already admitted he's lost because he doesn't have the case. But just in case there's confusion as to what the official rules were, I posted the official rules. They're entitled Official Rules. The citation must be an officially reported US Supreme Court case, period. So the winning answer would be in the form of a case. A number, the letters US, and another number. I've explained that many times. So if you send me a case out of Wisconsin, out of Pennsylvania, out of New York, out of Oregon, those don't count. Those are not US Supreme Court cases. It has to be a US Supreme Court case citation. That's rule number one. Then I said the opinion from the US Supreme Court must mention the following things. And I put these in quotes. Driver license, operator's license, or operator license. So if you can find a citation that contains one of those four phrases, you're on the right road. It must also contain vehicle registration or license plate, and it must contain that you do not need anything from one or two above to drive or operate a motor vehicle or automobile on public roads within any of the 50 states unless you're driving or operating a motor vehicle or automobile for a commercial purpose. That's it. So, to date, no one has sent me a U.S. Supreme Court case that fits that description. Hasn't happened. Doesn't exist. There's no such case. And no one sent me one. No one sent me one that's even close. I've had several people call me and say, Steve, or email me and say, Steve, I found a case where this case says there's a right to travel. This case says that an automobile is a good. This case, they've got to be the same case. It's got to be the same case. And by the way, you can't even conjure it up that way. That can't be done either, because usually they start referring to state cases. So the point is that you must have a case that mentions the driver's license or operator's license, has to mention registration or license plate, and again, the quotes, and that you do not need either of those to drive or operate a motor vehicle or automobile on public roads. And by the way, I also wrote operator, motor vehicle, or automobile, because some people claim that a motor vehicle is one thing and an automobile is another, but it's not. So I then wrote, you may respond to this request by commenting to this video below or emailing me directly at steve@latoslaw.com. So obviously you can email me. So the guy who emailed me said he's going to sue me because I won't debate him. I wrote him back and I said, do you have a citation? And he responded, I believe he wrote me four times. None of his four emails contained a citation. None of them did. But he complained that I had deleted his comment apparently underneath my video. And I said, but your comment didn't contain a citation either, did it? And he goes, no, that's why I want to debate you. I said, well, I'm not. This isn't an offer to debate. It doesn't say, or I will debate you if you disagree with me. It says, if you want the hundo, send me the citation. Citation fits, boom, I'm out $100. I don't care, I'll get another one. I saved the plates, I can print more. So I said, you may respond to this request by commenting or emailing. So when the guy is upset that I deleted his comment, I go, well, I don't know which comment you're talking about, because apparently that was about a year ago I did that, he said. But I said, email it to me. It says you can do either or, post it or email it. And he goes, well, why'd you delete it? I said, I'm guessing you called me names. One of the things that people were doing is you can find websites that have all this gibberish on them, like pages and pages of text. And people were cutting and copying out whole pages of text and posting them as comments on my page. And I look at it and go, it's not even responsive to this. And so anyways, I did delete some, but it says you may also respond to this. You may respond to this request by commenting or emailing me directly. So email me. So then I wrote, the first person to send a qualifying case citation wins. So the first person to send a qualifying case citation, you win by case citation. You don't win by debate. There can only be one winner. Further, you must comply with the YouTube community guidelines. And then I wrote, entries which don't comply will be disqualified. So if you post a wall of text, I have the right to disqualify it. It says so right here. Only one person may win this prize. There's only one prize being offered. YouTube is not a sponsor of this contest, and you agree to release YouTube from any and all liability related to this contest should you choose to participate. So there you go. So theoretically, if such a case existed, what would happen is I'd get an email saying, Steve, I found a case. Citation. Nothing else. One sentence. Found the case. Citation. That's it. One sentence. I'd go look the case up and go, does it contain that language? That language? Does it say that? Boom. You win. Send them $100. I do a video. I was wrong. I've been wrong before. So, again, I've got people who've called my office. And by the way, calling my office is not a way to win. But if somebody actually called and said, hey, Steve, guess what? I'm calling because I got the case. I'd look it up. I had one guy call my office. I think I mentioned this before, who said that he had 17 legal dictionaries. And he wanted to talk to me about this contest. I said, okay, but do you have a citation of the Supreme Court? And he goes, no, but I have 17 legal dictionaries. I think it was 17. But some outrageous number. I go, I've got a lot of dictionaries too. I collect dictionaries. And he goes, but see, if you take the 1909 definition of automobile and the 1910 definition of driver and cross-reference that with the 1912 Black's Law, do any of those contain case citations? And he goes, no. I said, well, the contest says I'm looking for a case citation. You don't have one? No. Okay, you lose. He goes, but I got 17 dictionaries. So what? if I ever ran a contest, the first person who can prove they have 17 dictionaries, you'd win. I haven't run that contest. And likewise, I didn't run a contest that said, hey, anybody want to debate this? First person who wants to debate this can no, I never said that either. And I know why this upsets people. I understand this. Just so we're clear here. The fact of the matter is there are people out there who believe that that ought to be the case. They wish they didn't need a driver's license. And they wish it so badly that they've convinced themselves it's true. And they've gone then the next step and said, and the Supreme Court agrees with us. Now, you can look at some Supreme Court cases, like there is a case that talks about your right to travel. You have a right to travel. You have a right to travel. Absolutely, you've got a right to travel. And there's Supreme Court cases that say that. But the same cases don't say you have the right to travel by any means you want to on public roadways. It doesn't say that. It does not say that. So the reason that this is upsetting people, two reasons. One is that it can't be one despite their beliefs. But number two, they think I'm trolling them. They think I'm trolling them. That is, I've called them out on what is the most obvious and blatant problem with that whole rule of thought. And you can go online, look on YouTube, and find the confrontations at the roadside between police officers and people who claim they don't need a driver's license. And they never end well. And the funny thing about it is the guy who said he wants to debate me, one of the things I would ask in a debate, and by the way, I'm giving away my secrets now, so you can prepare for the debate, is I'm going to ask how many times you've been in court and seen this argument made, because I have. I've stood there and watched as the arguments got swatted down by a judge. Now, people say, well, Steve, I can show you a video. I can show you video too, okay? Let's not talk about videos. Let's talk about what you've seen with your own eyes, what I've seen with my own eyes, and let's talk about reality, okay? Because everyone understands that stuff on YouTube can be edited, it can be outdated, it can be mislabeled, we don't know. It's often out of context, okay? And I have seen someone standing in court say, Your Honor, I don't need a driver's license. Judge looks at the prosecutor cites the statute. The person then says, well, Your Honor, according to this case, prosecutor counters it. And they go through it, boom, 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 boom. They finally wind up at, the driver's license is an unlawful bill of attainder, which is one that most of those guys have stopped using years ago. But it's funny, and I might actually do a video on what an unlawful bill of attainder is. It's nothing to do with driver's licenses. But again, I just hope I get one of these that looks similar to the one that I used as a thumbnail for episode 5.53, which I believe is the one about the original $100 challenge. And again, the rules are very, very straightforward. It must be a Supreme Court citation, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the U.S., a SCOTUS citation that contains the language about the driver's license and the registration, which, by the way, I'm actually upping it a little bit because I said that you don't need either of those and or both of those. But the point is that the Supreme Court's never so opined, as we say. So again, like I said, I'm just doing this because a flurry of email activity over the weekend where someone says that if I don't debate them, I lose my own contest when my contest rules are quite clear. And the word debate does not appear in my contest rules. So by the way, the interesting thing is I said to the guy every single email, if you've got the site, send it over. Never sent one over. So I presume he hasn't got one. So anyways, that's the update on the $100 challenge. It's been almost 2 years since I posted it. I might pull the challenge down eventually just because it's 2 years old. I don't know, the joke is still funny. But I would then retire the $100 bill and leave it in the pasture behind me to wander about as it's been doing for so long because it appears to be happy doing that. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great.